Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network, content that you actually want to listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Movie Torture, where we watch bad movies so you don't have to. With us always is the one and only First Lady of Movie Torture, Hannah, the one and only never-to-be-seen Mr. MTD in the chat with us, and our favorite little baby hands, Brad, who went to the restroom, but he's coming back with us. Is here with us now, and myself, the one and only, the Podfather, as we join in and watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer. What's up, everybody?
What's happening?
I hope you know why you're gone. I said your little baby hands were going to the bathroom.
We learned last week I have baby hands, and I'm still shook from last week's episode of Hannah liking I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I hope, okay, I'm making a prediction right now. I hope on everything, I hope that Hannah movie golds this movie. This would be epic. She's going to, I can tell already.
Oh my gosh. You can't movie gold everything,
yes,
Hannah.
Yes, you can, Hannah.
Everything is not gold.
Hannah, you do you.
First of all, I haven't said yet, but also, I thought for sure you guys would movie gold this one and potentially the last one.
Well, I may movie gold this. I may movie gold it.
We don't know.
We don't know. The listeners have to listen to this episode to find out what we're going to do.
But the biggest thing we got to bring up first and foremost before we kick into this movie, we have a very special event, Brad, that has never happened on Movie Torture before.
Oh, this is a big ceremony, Hannah. Oh, my gosh.
David Arquette has now appeared on Movie Torture 5 times.
Wow.
5 different movies.
Hannah.
That's incredible.
Can you name all 5 movies that he's appeared on? He's appeared on at least 2 of your episodes.
He has.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay, Jacob, let's recap where he's his first appearance was Hannah.
Huh?
His first appearance was an episode with Hannah.
Oh, it was. What movie was that? I forget already.
Scream 3.
That's right.
Was his Scream first 3. Appearance.
Yep.
Then he made an appearance on Ready to Rumble with Jonathan and Roger.
Yep.
Then he made an appearance of 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Who was that correct. With? Ashley?
Yep.
Or that was Roger.
Roger. That was Roger. Me, you, and Roger.
Okay. Then he did a Scream 4.
Yep.
The famous Scream 4 episode where Ashley gets mad at us and we really epic. Make fun of her the whole episode. It was basically, we should just call that Ashley's troll episode.
It really was.
And then episode 5, which is Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So we now have become the unofficial official David Arquette movie podcast.
So from here on out, all we're doing is David Arquette.
We should get David Arquette to come on the show with us and roast a movie.
That'd be epic. That'd you be let fun. Me know when that happens.
I should try. I mean, it's all worth a try, right? So hey, would you come on.
It's a 1,000 shots you don't take.
Yeah, we've done 5 of your movies. Would you come on and do number 6 with us? 8-legged freaks.
Oh, yeah, we got to do 8-legged freaks. If he came on, that's the movie we're doing.
Yeah, David Arquette. I like David Arquette. See, that's the thing, man. I like all his movies. I think he's good. I mean, I don't like all his movies, but I think he's a good actor. I enjoy his... And he's a big fan of Pee-wee. So him and Paul Reubens, huge friends. He's funny. Even MTV likes him.
He is good.
So, yeah. And ironically, I went to the movies to see this with MTD. I'm just kidding.
I don't believe you.
I ain't going to see no Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
This is an old one.
I could see MTD making fun of you for going to go see this movie in the theaters, but not going with you.
Okay, this movie, I remember when this movie came out. It was 1992, the same year Batman Returns came out. And they had the poster, like, this was back when theaters did, like, the big cardboard cutout things.
Yeah.
So they had the Batcave. Did you take a girl?
Ooh. We know the answer to that. No, he did not. No.
I was 13, I would assume, man.
Yes, he always seems like he's taking girls to these movies somehow.
I never saw this in the theater, although was I wanted to.
Because back when you were an encyclopedia salesman, or you're too young then.
No, I wasn't. I was never an encyclopedia salesman.
I know, but there's this picture that we have of you that you look like a door-to-door encyclopedia salesman.
Yeah. So I remember going to I wanted to see Batman Returns. I went and saw that. And then they had this thing. And I was like, okay, this movie, this is back before you could find out movies online. Had Christy Swanson, check. She was a solid 10 back to 13-year-old Brad. Like, I was like, Christy Swanson, yeah, give me some more.
Who wasn't a solid 10 to 13-year-old Brad?
That's valid. That is a valid question.
Kathy Griffin. Lindsay O'Donnell, she wasn't a solid 10. I was like, I wasn't going to see the Flintstones because of Rosie.
I said the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls. Although we've had this debate.
That's true.
Rose is my favorite Golden Girl. She's a solid 10. Betty White.
I've never seen the Golden Girls.
Oh, you need to just look at the photo and then you'll know we're talking about Rose and B. Arthur. Hold on, Jacob. You've seen Golden Girls.
Yes.
MTD, you've seen Golden Girls, right? He'll respond in a second. He's seen Golden Girls. Who are the Golden Girls? Who would be the Golden Girls on our show of us four? So one of us has to be
you're Dorothy. Blanche.
I'm Blanche?
Yep.
No, Blanche is like always easy. Blanche is the easy one. Like she's always like,
what I said. You're Blanche.
Oh my gosh, I'm not. No, Blanche is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go find me a man.
Hey, Anna, contest to this. We've heard your stories about what movies you took men to and ladies to. You're Blanche.
Oh my gosh.
That's very
okay,
true.
So MTD has to be Sophia, right?
Yeah.
MTD Sophia, which means because she's the mom of the show. Like, she's the funny wisecracker.
I'm Betty White.
So you're Rose? Leaves Hannah as our Dorothy? She's the straight man? She's like, not again, Mom. What? Dorothy's like the lesbian.
Jacob.
I didn't say this. Brad said this. Don't put this on me.
Dorothy's like the short-haired old tall lady whose ex-husband is Stan.
Wow.
Yep.
And again, I'm old. MTD. He's Oh, Golden Girls is a, you should watch Golden Girls, Hannah. It's a really funny show.
So I have been told that I thought it was like a really wholesome family show, and I only recently found out that that's not the case.
No, it's not. It's not wholesome. But I would watch it every Saturday night at my grandma's house with my grandma and my grandpa. We would watch Golden Girls. It was a must-watch. Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we watched it. And it was funny. I always enjoyed it. So, yeah, I guess I'm the Blanche. I can't believe I'm Blanche. I don't like that. You should be Blanche, Jacob. I don't want to be Blanche.
Just because I'm single as a Pringle doesn't mean I become Blanche.
You're Blanche. I'm Rose. I'm the nice, lovable.
Wow, so now you're saying I'm not lovable?
You are lovable. But not in a Troy way.
You just said you're Blanche because you're single. I'm Rose because I'm lovable.
I did say that. Oh, Troy is Blanche.
That's true.
Yeah.
You are one of the nicest people I've ever met in my life, Jacob. So you could be Rose. But I think it's funny. We make Hannah Dorothy. That's hilarious. So MTD is your dad.
We didn't make
Hannah Dorothy. I'll take it. He seems like a nice dad.
The final one left. That was
Got the process of elimination. I like how we spent 10 minutes and we haven't really talked about Buffy. So anyway, this movie had Christy Swanson and then it had Luke Perry, which I'm a Luke Perry fan. He's got the coolest sideburns. I watch 90210 every Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, and then you throw in Pee Wee Herman in this movie. I'm like, man, this Buffy, I got to watch this Buffy. But you can't tell dudes you're watching Buffy because it's a chick flick.
What? Right?
This movie's definitely a chick flick.
It was back then, yeah. It's a big chick flick.
Back then it was. Yeah, back then it was. But tell us, Hannah, first off, while Hannah's saying this, MTD, what was the budget? How much did it make? What is this movie about?
Oh, man. Well, the first scene starts out with a school mascot that, I'll be honest, I thought this mascot was going to be involved in killings because it was absolutely terrifying. It wasn't, but I thought it was going there. So basically, a bunch of typical cheerleaders and basketball players, you know, all dating each other. The cheerleaders are just horrible people. Buffy's friends are terrible. They're so annoying. But vampires start showing up, start killing people. Buffy's fairy godfather shows up and tells her that she's the chosen one that's meant to kill them all. And she's like, what? No, I'm not. And he's like, yes, you are. You need to come to the graveyard with me so I can show you. So they go to the graveyard. She sees the truth because people start coming. What are y'all laughing at?
Come here, little girl. Come to the graveyard with me.
That's how we got Hannah on movie torture. Hey, I got to show you something, Hannah. Come out to the graveyard.
No, when they get there, it was one of my funniest lines from the movie. She said, I can't believe I'm in a graveyard with a strange man hunting down vampires on a school night.
She did.
I can't believe I'm in a graveyard with strange men recording a podcast on a school night.
Yeah.
And then Ashley's in the background, mazel, mazel.
She's pushing her hand up through the grave, screaming that.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
So Buffy becomes convinced of vampires because she sees people exiting their graves. Vampires are trying to go around and kill a bunch of people. She's going through her training. Then her trainee person, Fairy Godfather, dies. And she's all alone and she has to fight the vampires all by herself. And then the king of the vampires plays violin, I guess. They fight, duel to the death. He dies, and she gets her unlikely love back. Also, her boyfriend leaves her for her best friend.
That's true.
Okay, this movie, for one, Jacob and I watched this movie together and with Max, and this movie's an 80s movie. This is a tried and true 80s movie made in 92. Right, Jacob?
100%.
It is an 80s movie. Movie had been made in 85, probably better than what it was in 92. But Luke Perry is kind of creepy because he's out of high school, but he's like skeezing on high school chicks. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, he's a weird dude. And but, Donald Sutherland, is he in the locker room with her in one scene?
Yeah, she's like, "What are you doing here? This is a naked place," I think is what she said.
That's what she said, yep.
He's like, "Don't worry, I got a hole like in the movie Porky's where I stare." I mean, Hannah's never seen Porky's. MTD, have you ever seen Porky's?
Is that a horror movie? Said
No, it's a teen movie. It's gross $16 million, budget $7 million. $16 million in 92 is probably like $30 million now, I would think. That's a big movie.
Yeah.
But what is said man doing in girls' locker room?
I don't know. Apparently that's the only place he can corner her alone, because he always has to do that.
He couldn't just walk up to her. And by the way, Hannah, you brought up her cheerleader friends. This movie has major star power in it. I mean, this movie's bringing the star power. We got a young Hilary Swank in this movie.
Yep.
Who will win an Academy Award.
I think she was only 19 when this movie.
Yeah, she's a big time actress. Along with Pee-wee, along with David Arquette, along with Donald Sutherland, along with Chrissy Swanson and Luke Perry.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie, and Rutger Hauer, which I would think Rutger Hauer, the main vampire, he's in love with Pee-wee, right? That's his boyfriend. It has to be.
Or the other way around.
I mean, there's something going on there because they have this bond that, I mean, I think back then they couldn't say it because it was 92, but
vibe at all.
What? Hannah, did you not get that vibe? He's like holding his hand. He's like, "I'll do anything for you, master." Like, how did you not get that vibe?
I don't know. It was just, I didn't, maybe it just,
maybe when you watch it on 10 speed, it's hard.
That wasn't an option.
These have, by far out of any vampire movie I've seen, were the most cheesy looking vampires I've ever seen in my life.
Also, the main vampire guy that kept showing up.
Pee-wee Herman or the old guy?
Not the old guy.
The one who gets the arm cut chopped off.
Oh, yeah, Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, the arm got chopped off. I hated his cackle. Like, when he was stuck on the van and was just laughing, I was like, it was irritating my eardrums. I was like, can you stop?
When he lost his arm, that was pretty good, though.
That was funny.
And how about, oh gosh, this movie also has Ben Affleck in it.
It does.
I mean, again, you get to see Ben Affleck in this movie. But
Affleck.
You kind of forget about the first kill, that guy that's kind of like the bully guy that gets to be a vampire.
I did completely forget about him.
I kept asking Jacob, are they not upset that this guy's missing? Like, where's
they
he
don't
at?
Ever talk about him. They're just like, oh, he's gone.
But then he shows up at the basketball game.
Yeah. People's awareness.
And he's got his thing. So, like,
people's awareness was just zero because they didn't realize that there was a vampire on the basketball court acting real strange.
That's true.
Yeah. So if you and MTD and Jacob are hanging out, Hannah, and I sit down and you can see my fangs when I'm talking to you.
And the ears?
Wouldn't you be a little freaked out? Like, is Brad, what's going on with him? Like, what's he doing?
Yeah. Now,
and I'm like, I want to suck your blood.
Well, for Pike, he was so dumb because his best friend was outside of his window. Floating in air. Floating.
Yeah.
He knows outside his window there's nothing there to hold him up. So he knows he's flying. He knows he's acting
sketchy.
He's like,
go home.
Like, invite me in. I'm not inviting you in. You show me to invite you in.
Okay. You bring up another valid point too. Another stupid, cheesy part of this movie. Like, the ultimate, you could survive this vampire world very simply. You just don't invite them in. vampires have all this power. They can do all things. But they must, they're proper vampires, and they must be invited into your home before they can do the killing.
But Donald Sutherland can just go into a girl's locker room.
Well, that's a public space, though. That's
here's what happened. When he was trying to get in there, he was like, I need to go into the girl's locker room. And they're like, sir, you can. He goes, I identify as a woman. And then they let him in.
I don't think this was happening back then.
So they're like, oh, you identify. You're good. You can go on in. He's like, thank you, buddy.
I mean, he would have to get through the whole school into the locker room.
That's what I'm saying. And he went to every high school boy's dream was to go into the girls' locker room, and this old geezer is just hanging out in there with Christy Swanson. I don't even understand it. It makes zero sense to me.
Does he have any special powers?
No, he doesn't. None and he's at like, all. Come to the graveyard with me.
He would have to because he's been alive for hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe he does. He's not a vampire. He has no... What is his special power? He gets killed really fast.
He trained the slayers.
Yeah.
And he was just also a slayer trainer.
But yeah. He was never allowed to step in, which meant... Which, like, that insinuates that he could, but he cannot.
Correct.
But he died so easily. I was like, how is this the first time that you're getting killed after being alive for 1,200 years?
Okay. Yeah, and we need to see them turn into bats. And we need to see the old vampire thing where it's like, Jacob, I need to come in. You're like, nah, man. You're like, I need to come in. And you're like, okay, come
Star in. Wars vampires?
Don't vampires do that too?
They're no. Like, no, that's just Jedi.
Maybe I'm getting my nerd movies mixed up.
This is not the vampire you're looking for.
You can come in now. Come on in. Oh man, if I only had the force when I was in high school, will you go on a date with me? Nah. You will go on a date with me. Yes, I will go on a date with you.
They're like, no.
Don't force me, no.
I just realized who Luke Perry is, and now I'm so sad. I didn't realize that. Okay, these movies are throwing me off because we always watch old movies on this podcast. And I don't recognize the actors because they're so young, and I've never seen them young. And I don't know anybody's names. So I just realized who Luke Perry
Where did you see Luke Perry old at? He basically looked the same when he died.
I didn't realize it was him. I watched him in Riverdale, and I didn't realize.
Oh, that's where he died, and he had a stroke on the set of Riverdale.
Yeah.
And sadly, man, Luke Perry was so cool. And Hannah, you'll never understand this because you weren't alive at the time. But in 92, Luke Perry, hands down one of the coolest dudes on TV. Right, Jacob?
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Like yes. he was the guy, Dylan Walsh. You wanted to be Dylan. Like, you wanted to grow sideburns like Dylan. You wanted to be as cool as Dylan. I mean, he was.
I mean, I was cool as Dylan, but.
I wasn't. I was. I'm going to do that to Kristen. I'm going to go back. Now. I'm going to go upstairs. Kristen, am I cool? I don't know, Brad. Yes, you're very cool, Brad.
Please video this.
Come here, baby hands.
Come here, baby hands. Oh, look at these baby hands. Thanks, Greg. Who's got more baby hands, Troy or me?
Ooh.
I mean, Troy, we have so many things on, so you're stuck with baby hands.
Yeah. At least mine's baby hands and not the weird stuff Troy talks about. So back to this movie. So she is now slaying vampires. How quick? What do you think the turnaround time for you, Hannah, would it be for you to start slaying vampires? Like, before you're like, can I do this? Like, she just jumps right in, basically. Like, doesn't she catch a knife or something?
Well, yes, but you got to remember, her whole thing is...
She didn't mean to catch a knife.
It's like ancient, like the slayers developed, so they have all the skills already. He's just awakening in them to be able to slay the vampires.
So she was from back in time?
Hmm?
Well, not her was not back in time. She's just the slayer of this time.
But the girl in the behind back in time was her.
No, it was a different girl. They just shared the same slayer spirit. Yeah.
Right. In her dreams, it was her.
Yeah.
The actress, Christy Swanson.
But it's a different girl.
Okay. What's Christy Swanson doing today, by the way? I mean, she was quite the fetching lady back in the early 90s.
That might be the most respectful way that you've ever described a lady on our podcast.
She was a lady with class.
She was a fetching lady. Baby hands think she's fetching.
That's wild.
That just got weird. Little baby hands finds her fetching.
All right, Come here,
my lady.
I take it back.
We just ruined it for her now. Like, nah.
I'm looking
that's
at
why
stuff
we can't have nice things.
She did a movie in 2021. I think that's her. Was that her most recent? Trafficked.
2021. What has she been doing since then? Good
she
lord.
She had one in 2018. Living life.
She was in a movie with Charlie Sheen that.
She did.
She was
a lot
in two movies we need to do with her. She was in a movie, listeners, that we should do during Halloween one year. It's called, was she in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Was she in that movie?
I don't think so.
She was in Dude, Where's My Car? Okay. She was in a movie with Charlie Sheen called The Chase.
Yep.
Which we should definitely do. It grossed.
That movie looks so old.
$7 million. What, The Chase?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But she was also in a movie that I remember watching in my room one night. I'm like, oh, this is back when I was in, like, high school. I was like, oh, it's got Chrissy Swanson. She was in Ferris Bueller. She played Simone Adamley. I don't remember her in Ferris Bueller.
I don't remember her.
She was in Flowers in the Attic. Ooh, that would be a good one we could do. Oh, that's on Tubi and Lifetime. But where is it at? Maybe it wasn't her in that movie that I was thinking of. Oh, here it is. She was in Wes Craven's Deadly Friend, and it's on Tubi. We should do this movie. Okay. After his friend is killed by her father, the new kid in town attempts to save her by implanting a robotic microchip in her brain. So she's like, hello, I am Christy Swanson. I come to you with peace, live long, prosper. No, she doesn't do that. It's still a good movie, though. Like, he's like, if it's made today, he would just make a real doll of her, I'm sure, and just go
it's
with
true.
It.
You said
she's
Deadly
dead.
Friend?
Yeah, Deadly Friend. 1986 is Deadly Friend.
They make her look
an
like
artificial Christy Swanson. What's not to like? That's what it says.
Interesting.
And it's Wes Craven. Yeah.
This looks bad.
This movie grossed $8 million. Oh, I watched it in my room one night. I was like, oh, it was on like TBS. I'm like, I'm going to check this movie out. Deadly Friend. So, yeah. It's pretty good. I remember thinking back in the late 90s, this movie looked old. And it was from like 86. So it was only like 13 years. It was only like 11 years old when I watched it. And it looked old then. So it's definitely going to look old now. Yeah, Christy Swanson. So this was like her heyday, though. Like, after this and after Charlie Sheen, it's all downhill after that, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not doing big movies anymore.
This was her big, big project.
Did she not
movie.
Want to, or was she not asked to?
What, to do the TV show Buffy?
Do you like any more
big movies?
Or just
to be asked to do movies.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that brings up a good question, Hannah. I guess she didn't want to do the TV show, or... Joss Whedon did not want her for it because he was so angry at this movie, I think, because it wasn't what he wanted it to be. So he made it with Sarah Michelle Gellar, who was like, hey, I'm fresh off of I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Right.
So, and Cruel Intentions or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We've talked a lot about Christy Swanson, that's for sure. What else was there to like in this movie?
Nothing.
Well, hold on. Let me. The two best friends that eventually the one became a vampire. Before he became a vampire, I thought they were really funny.
they're
funny
great.
Duo.
I love those two.
Oh, yes. Luke Perry and David Arquette?
Yeah.
Yeah. They were hilarious.
Yeah. Well, again, David Arquette's really good. I like David Arquette.
Even as a vampire, he was funny. He was the best vampire, honestly, out of all of them.
Yeah.
He was, and he never really tried to kill... Did he ever try to bite Luke Perry?
He was trying to get invited in, but Luke Perry wouldn't let him in.
Yeah, he's like, invite me in.
Yeah.
I'm come hungry. On, man, let me in.
Invite
that's right,
me yeah, in.
I'm hungry.
The principal was also pretty funny, or whatever he was. The school guy.
Oh, yeah, that's Bill Daltrey from King of the Hill.
I
do like this line from Buffy. Buffy goes, my secret weapon is PMS. That's just terrific. Thanks for telling me. That's funny. I like how the whole movie she's attracting men because she's on her period. That's hilarious to me. Like, they did attracting the vampires because of the blood. That's funny. That was actually a cool twist.
It's disgusting.
He says to her, "We're immortal, Buffy. We can do anything." And she goes, "Oh, yeah, clap." I don't know what that means. I can't remember.
I didn't get that either.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I don't get what she's saying. I'm reading some of these quotes.
Or was she talking? Oh, she must have been talking to Pee Wee Herman when he lost his arm.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, yeah, clap."
Yeah. Oh, it is actually. It's part of vampire lore, too, though. It's a fictional rule in some stories where their hands are either too stiff, too clumsy, or just simply unable to perform the motion due to their undead nature.
Okay. Except for every vampire in Hollywood that.
Yeah.
Doesn't have that problem.
Yeah. This is a movie. Merrick was good. Hannah, do you have any trivia for this movie that you want to disperse stuff?
This movie fits the mold. It was like an 80s movie that was just like a teen kind of fun movie for teenage kids to go see. The story was not that important. There was not much to it.
So this is what she says. She goes, PMS is my weapon. He goes, it's not a weapon. It's an alert system. And she said, well, aren't we Kung Fu? I don't see you out there killing any vampires. And he said, I play my part. You can play with your part or you won't, but it's my neck on the block. That was funny.
Some of their scenes were really good.
They were good together. But I mean, Donald Sutherland's good in this movie. He is good. And I think this movie, like Jacob said, has a place. Like, if this was in the 80s, this would be a classic. I bet you this would be a classic. This was in the 80s. It'd be a cult classic. Is this a cult classic today? It's not, is it?
No. I would not give it that title. No.
The poster is really cool, though.
I don't think it has that big of a following.
I thought this was a really famous, well-liked, like, everybody has seen this. Is that not the case?
I don't think so.
No.
I think if you honestly ask people, if you asked about Buffy, I think you'd get 1,000 times more people asking about or mentioning the TV show than they did this movie.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because I told MTD we're doing Buffy, and he goes, isn't that a TV show?
Yeah, I think that's when you say Buffy, people immediately go to the TV show.
The poster was really good for this movie. Cheerleader holding a steak.
Why am I not surprised?
She knows a sucker when she sees one. That's what it says. That's the tagline. I think this movie could have been more MTD. I'm glad he always supports me. That does look good. I like that poster. Show me again. I got to see the poster. I trained her. David Is MTD Bowie- like Merrick?
Yeah.
He's like Merrick. And Hannah, you're Buffy. He's training you.
I don't think I want to be Buffy. I don't want to
Who do you want to be? Hillary Swank? Oh, yeah. You don't want to be me. MTD in the girls' bathroom is weird. Or the girls' locker room.
I trained boy. He's not going to
be in this locker room.
It didn't feel weird in the movie.
He didn't. But he did give off pedo vibes. Right, Jacob?
I mean, I think any guy in a girls' bathroom would.
This pitching, come to the graveyard with me? Yeah.
That's true.
And he's like, come to the graveyard with me. I would have been like, I've heard that before, Buster, and they had a van, and I'm not doing it. Like, that would have been a funny line to, like, make a creeper joke, right? Like, I'm not doing that.
She definitely did and make a creeper joke.
She did, but the next scene should have been, like, them at, like, an arcade or something, which he has to go somewhere with her. Like, I want to see a movie with her and Merrick just, like, cruising around town having fun. Because he's like she's like his Danielson. And he's her Mr. Miyagi, right?
True.
It's really what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any more trivia, Hannah? Did you have any trivia for this movie?
Well, I did see the thing about the screenwriter being frustrated because his vision was being mishandled and the movie kept being rewritten. So he left production and never came back.
That would be frustrating.
I'd be mad. I'd probably walk out and be like, you know what? See ya. Let me redo it my way.
But if they stroked me a big enough check, though.
But
yeah, like, well, cheers, it's still your work of art, so people get testy about it.
A good artist.
But aren't they buying it from you? Aren't they buying it from you?
To a degree,
they're buying
yes,
it from you. Like, if we sold a script, they own the script now. They can rework it as long as we're credited. I guess I don't want to be credited for something I didn't truly have a vision for.
Right.
Okay, I get that. Yeah. Anyway, Anna, what else?
David Bowie and Mick Jagger were supposed to make cameos as vampires, but they were cut due to time and budgetary constraints.
That would have been sweet.
Ironically, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards are real life vampires because they're still kicking it. At like 105, man.
Fossils.
Keith Richards is going to outlive all of us, man. He's like, I'm not dying.
Last one.
He's got to be 90, right? Is he 90?
He's old.
Anyway, what were you going to say, Hannah?
At one point, Buffy says that one of her life's goals is to marry Christian Slater. I don't know if you remember that part. The original script, the celebrity that she wanted to marry was Charlie Sheen.
Why didn't she change it? She's like, I'm going to marry Charlie Sheen when I'm in the movie The Chase.
Yep.
Why did she change it from Charlie Sheen to
she didn't change Christian it. Slater. Like, they rewrote it
he
in the
didn't.
Script.
They did.
Yeah. Why did they change it to Christian Slater? They must have owed him something or wanted to, like, he was doing a movie at the studio for him. I don't know. Keith Richards is 82, by the way. Wow. He looks like he's 102. Any good reviews? Any bad reviews for this movie, Jacob?
I got some bad ones. let's see. Maybe. No! Give me 10 seconds.
10.
Buffy.
9.
We're counting down. The listeners are like, what? 7,
no.
6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5.
I can't handle the pressure. All right, it's coming up right now. Wow. I said I was sorry.
That's not it. We still don't have reviews.
I can't get it. You go, Brad.
Okay. I have one written. Oh my gosh.
Why is it being so bad to get reviews?
September 3rd, 2025, from Brandy Robinson. My kids watched it for the first time. A great family movie. I would not call this a family movie, first off.
No.
Obviously, Alicia wrote in October of 2024, one of the GOAT 90s Halloween movies. Oh my gosh. One of my favorite Halloween flicks. It's such a fun mix of comedy and campy horror. Christy Swanson as Buffy is awesome. I agree with that. This guy wrote May 28, 2025. Robert Tina wrote the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. This was the original movie that began the series. I'm a fan of the movie, not the series. Now, I'm the opposite. I like the series. Absolutely good movie, worth watching. Unfortunately, the men in this movie were gays, and there was not enough male nudity.
What? You're making that up.
I'm just kidding. That was the last episode. That was Troy's from the last episode. Yeah, these people writing the reviews this year or last year still blows my mind. Like, who is watching this movie, Hannah, and goes, you know what? I think I'm going to go on Amazon. I'm going to leave me a review for Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You know something?
I don't understand it.
I have never in my life left a review on a movie.
But you're on a podcast where you leave reviews, so you've left a lot. But real quick, this person, Summer, gives it 5 stars, said vampire classic. I do not think this is a vampire classic.
No, not even close.
Interview with the Vampire, yes.
I have one very bad review that's funny.
Okay, what is it?
All right, it's called Predator's Gonna Prey.
It has a
this
title?
This is the worst movie. God. It does. It says Predator's Gonna Prey. this is the worst movie I've ever seen. It is basically a story of predators and a very, very dumb valley girl. Absolute garbage. Why did they make this crap?
She does give Valley Girl.
She does. I never saw Valley Girl. I wasn't on that episode. But is it like, is she like Valley Girl in the movie?
No, Valley Girl.
Well, her friends
was a great
definitely
movie.
Are. That's definitely who they remind me of.
They are, yes.
Hannah, the time has come. Movie torture, movie gold.
Okay.
I'm really upset with you right now.
Wow.
I haven't said anything.
She's
maybe
hey,
I'm going to be throwing.
October is going to be her gold month. We're going to start calling this the gold month for Hannah. She golds everything.
I do not gold everything. To me, this is like a tarnished gold. It's not like fully, like in its full glory gold. But, like, I do feel like this is a classic vampire movie. I guess it's not, but I thought it was. And like, I don't really watch Halloween movies, but I would kind of watch this one to like get in the October vibes.
Jacob.
It was funny.
Movie torture, movie gold.
This was absolute movie torture. I can name about 300,000 different vampires movies I'd watch over this in a heartbeat that are actually
them.
Good.
Maybe if you introduce them to me, then I'll just change my mind. But
oh, we'll have a whole vampire month. Let's do a whole vampire month in like March for Hannah just to watch vampire movies.
The first one, the foremost, that's really good. Hold on, I'll give you one right now. That's the all-time best, probably, or really close to being the best. Interview with the Vampire.
That is good. Tom Cruise, Brad
Pitt.
It's a good movie.
Okay,
yeah, it's a good movie. Young Kirsten Dunst in that movie where they liked her. It was weird.
They were their right. They were just taking care of her like she was a kid.
I'll tell you a really good vampire movie. Have you ever heard of the movie Twilight?
No, absolutely Twilight. Not.
Team
I would movie that in a heartbeat. I have watched that and it's stupid.
MTD's like, let's watch some Twilight. Let's do it right now.
No, I would movie torture that one.
I gotta just say this movie is movie torture. I will say it's better than I Know What You Did Last Summer last week, but this is still torture. I never want to watch this movie again at all. The only thing that makes this movie good, and this could actually, if I was in a good mood about this, I could give it a movie silver. It's only 1:20, which that's I true. Like. Like, it knows its place. Like, we're going to do 1:20. We're going to be done, and I like that. But Christy Swanson's great. Luke Perry's great. All the actors are great in this movie, but it's just
well, then
stupid.
What's your beef?
There's nothing. It's not that good. It's too stupid. Like, again, it needs to be a little more gory. I mean, like, I need to see some. You know, I need to see some.
See, if it did that, I wouldn't like it.
We picked these movies, Hannah, because we want you to like them in a way.
Well,
so you're not
I guess
like
mission. Achieved.
Accomplished.
I mean, so I swear, so last week's episode, I never thought she would like I Know What You Did Last Summer. I did say, I bet she movie golds Buffy. Did I not say that, Jacob?
You did, yes.
I said, I know Hannah well enough now that she's going to movie gold Buffy.
Why did you think I was going to movie gold it?
Because we know you. Like, we were like, she'll like the spunky Buffy and the campiness of it. She'll like it. Mm. So, yeah, yeah. But next week we have The Faculty. Yeah.
Yep.
We're going back into science fiction world now for horror. It's going to be good. I'm excited about The Faculty as we are making it halfway through the month of October. We'll have some good teacher jokes next week, I'm sure. We'll have that when it's coming.
Careful.
Yeah.
I'm a teacher.
You are a piano teacher, Hannah. I have to talk about my piano days with Hannah on our next episode. But make sure you like and subscribe. Follow us. Thank you, Hopecast, for making this available. Yeah, leave us a review if you like us. Don't leave us a review if you don't, but we'll come find you. We'll send Buffy after you if you don't leave us a good review. For Hannah, the First Lady, for MTD, thank you, MTD, for being here and being our Sophia Perchillo, and Hannah, our Dorothy. And for Jacob, our resident Rose, I'm Brad, you're Blanche. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.